Today on Around and About, an interview with mystery author Becky Woolley. Her debut novel is called Nonprofit Murders. It's set in a fictional town called Bennettville, a city reminiscent of Chattanooga. And the title, Nonprofit Murders, is something of a pun.
It's based on the fact that there are at least two people who fashion themselves as prophets in the book, neither of which are truly prophets. And it also involves four churches who are nonprofit organizations, so I thought the pun would fit.
Woolley is a Chattanooga resident, and her own background influenced the plot.
I am a preacher's wife, and I have, in my book, killed off three preachers and had a great time doing it. I bit off a lot because I've got three victims and numerous suspects, and I had to make sure that everybody got implicated and that nobody could figure out who did it until the end, and I had to figure out methods of killing these people off. I also have two main characters, Grit and Grace, who are involved in a very progressive Christian fellowship that is contrasted with the other churches that are in the book.
Woolley says the book is a whodunit with a romantic subplot. That romantic aspect was inspired by a family member.
I have a daughter in her 20s, and I have lived through her trials and tribulations of romance for the last couple of decades, and I based the character of Grit on one of her ex-boyfriends, and he was involved in a very progressive Christian fellowship, and it was a good thing, and I got somewhat involved myself, and found it to be exciting and wanted to put something like that in my book that's contemporary.
The novel's setting, Bennettville, will seem familiar to local residents.
Well, I did base it on Chattanooga, and it comes off as not as great as it might, simply because I have made this book a satire, and it's in the nature of a Southern humor book, which is usually critical, but it's full of good people also. I think you'll meet some very nice people in this town.
One satirical aspect of the novel is a character whose name, his real name, is Reverend Bishop, and he works as a reverend and a bishop, so he's called Reverend Bishop, Reverend Bishop, and despite his humorous name, he's rather egotistical.
My husband is a preacher, and one of his pet peeves are self-promoting preachers. And Reverend Bishop is definitely a self-promoting preacher. I like the billboard that has his image on it with the scripture that says, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me," which is terribly sacrilegious, but typical.
I asked Woolley, as a minister's wife, how much of this novel was inspired by real-life situations she has encountered.
About 90%. It was a real catharsis. There are many, many times, and minister's wives out there can sympathize, many, many times when you have to bite your tongue. Well, I stopped biting my tongue as I wrote this book, and the result is humorous. It's not mean-spirited, and it is designed to improve Christian worship, piety. It's an examination of how we come off to other people.
Woolley describes the process of finding a publisher.
That was serendipity. I came across a book called Mystery and Mysterium, which was a published version of a doctoral thesis, and it is outlining the theology of every clerical crime novel written. And the genre that I am writing is clerical crime, meaning a novel in which someone involved in the church is solving a crime. And I didn't even know that's what I was writing until I had written it and read this book called Mystery and Mysterium. I contacted the publisher and the author, and he led me to a publisher who ultimately published my book.
If you'd like to meet this author in person, she has a book signing coming up.
June 13th at Old Town Books, which is a brand new store just inside the tunnel on Brainerd. I've been there. I've found some wonderful old books. And I recommend that you come and look it over, even if you don't come to the signing. But that is Sunday, June 13th from 2 to 4.
Finally, Woolley and other local authors have a library month coming up.
September at the Eastgate Library, we are doing a local authors promotion. We have not finalized all the plans, but we plan to hold a book signing for several of the local authors. In connection with that, book sales at Old Town Books, 30% of the profit will go to the library.
For more information about Becky Woolley's book, Nonprofit Murders, visit the Around and About blog. You'll also find an internet-exclusive Becky Woolley reading an excerpt of her novel. Just visit WUTC.org and look for the Around and About page. And for Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.